Welcome to Skin, Spirit, and Sacred, a place to claim your beauty, pleasure, and experience joy in the body. I'm so happy you're here to go on the sacred journey from skin to spirit with me. Mahalo. Hello, Marina here. Today, we journey deeper into the mystical and the mysterious by diving into philosophical concepts of what is spirit. What do we mean by it? Is it a soul? Is it divine universe itself? How does one feel spirit? How does one connect to spirit? From there, how does something become spiritual? Is heart connected to spirit? When we say, listen to your heart, follow your heart, is that the same thing as following your spirit? Also, what about these high frequencies and elevating your vibration that so many people talk about now? Can mundane experiences become transcended by spirit? To honor your precious time, let's begin by dropping into ease by creating a sacred space. I invite you to take a deep breath, conscious, beautiful breath, and exhale. We will do an easy grounding practice to connect our physical body to the earth. For that, let's visualize something that you can use as your grounding cord. This could be a tree, a waterfall, or a stack of cookies. Now bring that visualized cord to the end of your spine and connect it to the root of your first chakra. From there, let it drop to the center of the earth, connecting your body with that of the earth's core. Feel earth's gravitational pull take away stuck energy from your body. You are now united with the mother of all. Take another breath. And let's begin. I often see concepts of spirit and soul being constantly interconnected and tangled, often left to the individual to assume and attach their own meaning and definition to them. For the purpose of this podcast, as spirit being in the core of the trinity of the name, I feel it is honoring for our journey and important for me to share the meaning that I attach to spirit. My journey to understanding what I mean by spirit. When I say that I'm connected to spirit, when I'm guided by spirit, when I'm being led by spirit. Spirit is entirely non-physical. In its quality, it is pure awareness. It is that energy that animates the body and all living things. Spirit is the experiencer and the witness, the etheric. It is the highest frequency vibration itself. I see spirit as the universal wisdom consciousness within which soul and individual consciousness reside. It is the underlying essence of life itself. It is never born, it never dies, it simply changes forms. I know this is a lot to digest, but we're journeying through this. It will become more absorbed into your essence as we continue. In simplest form, to me, spirit is an all-unifying divine universal wisdom. In other words, I can describe it as Christ consciousness, the Buddha nature, the Holy Spirit, the clear light mind, God, the divine. When one is seeking to connect to spirit, to their spirit, they're seeking to connect to truth, to their higher self. For here, the concept of oneness and unity gives light on how all our original essence connects to and is spirit. Tapping into that highest universal wisdom, that knowingness that encompasses pure awareness of all living beings, it goes almost in a hierarchical way. The souls, and all of the souls' journeys, within them, the souls, the desires, emotions, feelings, by way the human form is experiencing the 3D reality. Stay with me. I know this is a philosophical question of looking into what spirit is in just a few minutes of a podcast. But looking at what spirit is, we can now look at what is spiritual. So when something is made spiritual, it is done by elevating a sense of self to being greater than the self. It is expanding beyond the human sensory experience. So when we expand beyond what we feel, desire, we tap into this larger, pure awareness that is spirit. By acknowledging and aligning to the greater whole, that the greater whole does exist, that we acknowledge that yes, it is there, that it is part of the universal wisdom of pure awareness of truth, we make the experience spiritual. The purpose of spirituality to me is to elevate and transcend the mundane human sensory experiences to higher vibrations by elevating states of consciousness to experience those higher states of consciousness. If you have right now questions about, well, what are these states of consciousness? How do I know if I am elevated, or how do I know how far am I to go? If I need to find out what's my baseline, where am I starting from and how far I am to go? For this, I love reflecting and going to an incredible map of consciousness presented by Dr. David Hawkins. I absolutely love it. It's a very simple system that actually puts into tangible forms for our logical mind to understand what do we mean by vibrational frequencies, what do we mean by low vibrational frequencies, and how do they work. You can Google this, tap in map of consciousness, or I will briefly speak about it now here. So Dr. Hawkins describes that the vibrational frequency goes from zero, which is death, when you have no frequency at all, to the highest being 1,000, which is the pure consciousness, which is spirit. We just talked about the Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, divine, God, light, or enlightenment. He also speaks about where is the middle ground from which is very hard to raise our frequencies, and that middle ground that creates almost like a jump-starting effect that propels you forward. So the lower ones that I'm looking at is shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire. Interestingly, desire also falls into more of the lower frequencies. It's regret, blame, it's punitive, the destruction, it's wanting something that you don't have. And they range from the frequencies of 20 to 125. And again, to give you perspective, death is zero. Pure consciousness is 1,000. So being in desire, craving, disappointment, denying is still being in an entrapped state of what we would call lower vibrations. And I actually love that I have an opportunity to speak about this right now, because I hear this so often when people keep saying, well, raise your vibration, without really giving any backing to it. What I always go like, well, what do you mean raise my vibration? Like, where am I now? So we can easily check in with ourselves. If we are genuinely, say, experiencing grief, if we are grieving a loss of a loved one or an experience, that energetic vibration of that is at 75. And if we remain in grief, we can drop down to then apathy, to shame, to blame, feeling a victim. Or if we do this process in a conscious, that desire of tapping in into the pure awareness, into that seeking of truth. In grief, we can want to seek the desire of truth. It could be as simple as asking the question, say, why, right? Why has this happened? And seeking the truth, the answer for that. We then start to elevate in that path of energetic, it's a spiral that spirals us up to, if you're familiar, here comes to mind the five stages of grief. One of them become, I forget exact the process of them, but one of them is denial and anger. And when we go from grief to anger, again, according to David Hawkins and very much my own lived experience, anger is a fantastic emotion. And this is, if I may take a quick pause here and segue for relationship for us women and anger, we're often punished for expressing anger, for having anger. And I feel like there is some societal, or whomever is trying to control and keep women in those lower frequencies, keeping us tapped and controlled. Because if we are allowed to express and embody anger, what will it do to us? It will propel us upwards towards courage, towards neutrality, willingness, acceptance, and love. Anger is the vibration, is the emotion that literally gives you that fire to shoot you up. If you consciously engage in that energetic practice of anger, and if you consciously desire, seek the truth, that pure awareness, and elevate yourself to the higher consciousness. And this is where I love applying the map of consciousness to my personal life and conversation and practice. We will return to discussing spirit as soul in a minute. I would like to highlight how to remain at that elevated level of consciousness. Say, neutrality, I find lovely. It's 250, willingness 310, acceptance is 350, and love is 500, peace is 600. How can we remain constantly or as much as possible operating at that level of consciousness? Because what often happens is that we can reach that level, but we can only sustain it for a certain amount of time. And in my spiritual practice, in my own personal practice, what I see, that depends on how much stuck energy and how much energetic blockages are in your body. I will not speak too much about that part now, but I wanted to plug in here my new book that's called Ground and Be Free, releasing on May 11th, where I go in detail describing how to free yourself from these emotional blockages, from this stuck emotional pain. Because the more we're able to free our energetic, physical, emotional body, the longer we're then able to stay at those frequencies of reason, of love, of joy, because we're not burdened by those stuck emotions of grief, of apathy, of fear that still linger in our ethereal, emotional, and physical body. There is another nuance I would love to also look at, which I feel will require its own dedicated podcast because it's such a beautiful and very nuanced, again, topic. And that is distinguishing between connecting to one's heart, following heart's lead, and connecting to spirit. Similarly, how people interject, you know, soul and spirit, the connecting to heart and spirit is also often intermingled together. The reason I would like to speak to this is because to me, there is a difference to being led by spirit and being led and to follow the direction of my heart, which I do and rely on both heavily in my life. As we looked at in the beginning of this, spirit is in its quality pure awareness. It is the, as I define it, divine universal wisdom. It contains all the information. I also see spirit and universe as one that does not distinguish between good or bad. It simply has the neutral ability to see all of our experiences as they are, as they are. Also, when we applied in practical way connecting to spirit, when I practice spiritual medicine and the way when I connect to the divine Akash, again, divine Akash is spirit, I see this in the body present in our seventh and eighth auric layers. When it comes to the heart is to me the layer and the ability of affinity. It is the path and the vibration of attracting and claiming and bringing and aligning ourselves, our soul, in affinity to exactly what we want in the way that is right for us. Which is when I tell people, follow your heart, what I mean is tune in to the affinity by following and doing and calling in to the frequency of what is exactly right for you. The interesting thing here is that what is right for my heart can be different to what is right to your heart. However, this is a perfect example. What is true to my spirit is going to be equally true to your spirit, because the spirit is the greatest of them all. Within the spirit encompasses all of the soul's experiences and all of our heart journeys and frequencies. And this is how I create the distinction in my spiritual work. When I speak, I connect to your spirit, I connect to your higher self, and also say, follow your heart. Follow what is true to you. I feel like now is a good time to share a little practice or a way how one can start to deepen or develop their connection to spirit. The easiest way that is accessible to all of us is nature. Nature is not a place to visit, it is home. I see nature as a physical embodiment of spirit. Mother Earth is the physical being, a physical manifestation of spirit itself. By carving out moments to mindfully connect to Mother Earth is the first step in the deeper gateway of connecting to spirit. Another way is connecting to spirit is what we spoke before, is to tuning in to your own body, tuning into your own skin. In mindful practices of learning the language of where your body ends and your spirit begins. In simple terms, standing on the grass with your eyes closed and feeling the pulse of the earth. Feeling the earth energy entering into your feet through the meridians and bursting forth through your entire body. Another practice, of course, is the grounding practice that I open all of our podcasts together. Another practice, again, is connecting to your skin rituals by approaching your body as a temple and inviting that pure awareness consciousness to embody the moment of you connecting with self. This has been such a wonderful time to share into this. And it's a fascinating topic. I love this so much. We have just barely scratched the surface on talking about what spirit is, the truth, my map of consciousness. We will be diving deeper, deeper, deeper into this in our further episodes, but I felt it was important to create the foundation of what I mean by spirit. Thank you for staying with me through this philosophically rich topic. And if you feel ready to take a big next step, leap towards connecting to your truth, your spirit, your authenticity, I would love to invite you to journey with me into the heart, an incredible retreat that I'm hosting in Glastonbury on August 3rd. Go to mahalo.care for all the details. And now I would like to invite you to commit to a grounded action, to integrate the sacred journey into spirit from this episode. Anything from journaling? Did you have some realizations, or are you walking away with more questions, with more inquiry into truth? Or the simple way of, again, coming back to beauty rituals, a mindful, loving beauty ritual to rekindle that deeper layer of self-love, of reconnecting to your body and accessing the connection to your spirit. And to once again honor our time together, let's enjoy a deep breath. This has been so wonderful to share with you. A reminder that your grounding cord will continue to release and keep you connected to Mother Earth for the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm grateful for you being here. If you'd like to continue the sacred journey from skin to spirit with me, hit the subscribe button. If you feel inspired to leave us a 5-star review, I would be absolutely thrilled. Otherwise, I will see you on our next journey. And to deepen into this experience, a poem from the Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And a man said, "Speak to us of self-knowledge." And he answered, saying, "Your heart knows in silence the secrets of the days and the nights, but your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you have always known in thought. You would touch with your fingers the naked body of your dreams. And it is well you should. The hidden wellspring of your soul must needs rise and run, murmuring, to the sea. And the treasure of your infinite depth would be revealed to your eyes. But let there be no scales to weigh your unknown treasure. And seek not the depth of your knowledge with staff or sounding line. For self is a sea, boundless and measureless. Say not, I have found the truth, but rather, I have found a truth. Say not, I have found the path of the soul. Say rather, I have met the soul walking upon my path. For the soul walks upon all paths. The soul walks upon a line, neither does it grow like a reed. The soul unfolds itself like a lotus of countless petals."